When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I can only wish to even hope to dream of reenacting all the things that Mike Bacsik has been doing this break while rewatching watching the Mavs Wizards for the first time and essentially just catching the last 6 minutes of the game and having questions about Kessler or Kelsler and Keebler Elves and Orange Shoes and Omax Prosper. I wish I could tell you so much more, but we would violate many, many FTC rules if we did so. But let's talk about the Mavericks. This game was over within, Corey, we talked about this before the show, the first four and a half minutes?
Yeah, it was done. You knew immediately. And how much of it was Clay coming out just
yes.
being on fire?
Okay, so in the first 6 minutes, Clay Thompson had 4 3-pointers, and it was 21-5. So at that point, you're like, oh, so this game might be over. And then I do believe Clay Thompson tied the Mavericks record for most 3-pointers in a quarter. He eventually had 7 for 21 of his 23 points. And at the end of the first quarter, it was 42-16. So this game was over.
Sounds like the ninth grade game I went to. Congratulations to Parrish for being up 42-16 after one quarter against Bishop Lynch.
It was only
29-10 in that game.
But it was still not good.
It felt the same.
And so one of the things I watched, like, and Corey brought this up, Washington Wizards heroically own the 2 longest losing streaks in the NBA this season.
Mm-hmm.
And they're different losing streaks.
I know at one point it was 12 and then 16, and I don't know if the 16 one has continued.
So let's look at the positive. The 12 one has continued.
Okay.
Because currently they're at 14.
Okay, gotcha.
But if you take out that 14-game losing streak and you take out that 16-game losing streak,
that is funny.
They are 6-9. So not a terrible record outside of those historically bad combinations of losing streaks.
How did they ever win a game?
I don't know, because I'm watching this game, and man, if you're a fan of the ill-planned turnaround jumper, this game was for you. Because Washington loves the, hey, am I 2 feet inside the 3-point line? Time to spin around, make sure I stay in front of the line and take an ill-determined shot. They did it time and time again. I am kind of amazed that this team has won six games.
Alec, though, doesn't know this. We had this team for a decade. They were called the 90s Mavericks.
This team sucks.
Literally, we watched it for about a decade was about what the Mavericks, that Washington Wizards team was about what we saw at the Mavericks with Mike Isolino at the helm, passing to Donald Hodge and Sean Rooks. And
the Washington Wizards are 1-21 on the road. And it's not like the Mavs are some formidable foe. Like, we've gone all throughout all of the injury problems the Mavericks have. And they just got freaking smoked. And now Kyle Kuzma's like, I want to trade. And I just think that's kind of funny because he's like, Wizards, they got a better future than the Mavs. I'm going to go there.
I have no clue how it came about. But remember the Mavs wanted Kuzma last year and ended up making a trade with Washington for Daniel Gafford. And thank God we got Daniel Gafford.
Yes.
Instead of large part because Kuzma.
And because Kuzma said no.
He's like, no deal.
Yeah. He wanted to play on a bad team.
He wanted to be the star. Yeah. He wanted to be the guy.
People forget he won a championship in the COVID year with LA.
Yeah. He got
beat up. But he was like a number five guy for them. He was like, yeah, you're our fifth guy in our team. He's like, I would rather be a good player on a bad team than a role player on a good team.
And see, and that's the thing. They have like a couple of elements that I think could work, like Alex Sarr, Bilal Coulibaly. But you have to hope and pray you get Cooper Flagg, right?
Yeah. Like, we're watching this, you'd be like, this coach needs to be fired, but you don't want to fire him.
Yeah.
He's going to help you lose by allowing this bad basketball to happen. And then if you do get Cooper Flagg, then I think you have to fire their coaching staff immediately because you don't want Cooper Flagg coming into that situation with whatever offense they're trying to do.
Now, Mike, I know this player caught your attention, not necessarily for the most positive reasons as we're watching down the stretch. But Kyler Kelly.
Kyler's his name. All right. I was hoping it was Kelly Kelly.
It's Kyler Kelly with an O, by the way. So it's C-Y-L-O-R, in case you really wanted to know.
Is he from America?
I don't know.
Parts unknown. I like it. That's how you announce
it. I'm sorry. I'm not sure.
Coming in from parts unknown. That was an old WWF thing,
that is true. So the Mavericks signed him on Sunday.
Heck yeah.
Because obviously
they needed bodies.
Yes, he's tall and they needed bodies. He was playing.
Where was Salah?
He's in AEW.
That's Sottenham.
Oh yeah, that's right. So he was playing with the G League South Bay Lakers. He played in 9 games.
Oh, he was brawny. Set him up for success.
He started 7 times and had 9 points a game, 6 rebounds a game, 2 assists. And essentially 2 blocks.
And he scored. He made a free throw.
He did. So in case
Kelly,
you're wondering.
Kelly,
he ended the night with a point.
K-E-L-L-Y.
Well, I knew this was going to infuriate you as well. His last name is actually spelled K-E-L-L-E-Y. So.
Extra E's again, Corey.
So this is. I don't have an extra E.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Your parents are like,
no E's.
So, Mike, when you're at the hospital, at the kids' hospitals, when they're being born, also going after their last names, too? Because
that's a tough one. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, if your last name is Jones or James or Washington or Majors.
Oh, Majors is weird.
Yeah. We're going to spell it all one way. We're done.
No, you're not. You don't have the power to do any of this.
I know I don't, but if you gave me the power to change one thing in this world, I would change people's names.
That's what you would change?
Yeah, to one not spelling.
Famine and people being hungry and racism or anything.
I'm saying other people can take care of that.
Okay.
I want to do simple things, like make sure names are spelt correctly.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Okay.
Tony's with a Y at the end.
Mm-hmm.
All you Tonys with an I, it's over. We're gonna get our spellings correct. We're not changing up spellings and ruining people's lives.
I hate myself for having a follow-up question. I really do. Is this retroactive? Do people get to keep their name if they've already been born?
I'll say yes. Okay. I'll be nice and say yes, because it's already done. I don't want to go over old birth certificates. But, you know, if I get to go to Medical City, I'm making sure if your name is Kevin, we're spelling it one way and one way only.
Gotcha.
Brian, I'm I'm going to lean with this.
Oh my God.
Brian is going to be B-R-I-A-N, and that's it.
Why not the Y?
I just made a tough decision, right?
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Broadus, I'm sorry. We're not going to Y the I. We are going to keep the I mm-hmm. on that one. Tony, we're going to get rid of the I and use the Y.
Mm-hmm.
Just like English, there's no reason I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. Just like the English language is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to make sure, though, that we're going to have common names. So when somebody wants my autograph and they say, hey, can you write this to Brian? And then I'm like, how do you spell Brian? It sounds like a stupid question that I'm asking.
But
there's
legit,
73 yeah. different ways to spell it. So I have to ask a dumb question on how do you spell Michael? You know, like, hey, more like most people look at me. Hey, moron, you should know how to spell this name. Well, guess what? People go to the hospital. They push out a baby.
That's the word you couldn't find.
Hey, let's F up all of these spellings.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Hold on. And I do want to talk about the games against New Orleans and Detroit and how important those are before you get to the tougher part of the schedule. But again, hate myself just a little bit for having this follow-up question. How are you going to deal with people who shorten their names, like our very fine Alec, a.k.a. Alexander? How do we, is that allowed under your system?
I think
system?
That should be because nobody it's calls him nickname. Michael but his parents.
Right.
So he's okay with it. I feel
that's
like he's
a nickname.
Okay with it.
Well, how does that help? You can't have different spellings, but you can have different names? What's the difference?
I don't know. But it's a good question you're asking. I can't change everything.
Uh-huh.
You can only change a few things. Mm-hmm. And on birth certificates, yeah. you're going to spell it this way.
Mm-hmm.
And when you want an autograph from John Cena, Alec, I don't know if John Cena's your guy or
why
not.
Why did you have to look at him?
I'm just trying to see his reaction.
He's trying to gauge.
Like, he's like, you can't John see Cena me, guy. I'm Alec. You know? And watch me rap really bad. Casino raps thanks. Really bad.
I gotcha.
Thanks for the new drop.
Now when he says his name's Alexander, we're like, oh, we know how to spell Alexander. There's only one way to spell it.
Okay. Now, in terms of last night's game and the New Orleans game, so one of the questions that I had was, and I know this is a really hard transition back.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Are the Mavericks just trying to hold on until the All-Star break? And with that in mind, you had to win yesterday because Washington is abysmal and they're even somehow worse than that on the road. New Orleans is not good, although you've shown you can lose to them. How important is that New Orleans game? Because then you still have, what is it, like 7 games before the All-Star break? And it just feels like you're just holding on. It's like, can I get to 500? Can I get to 500?
Yeah, that's kind of where I've been, is just kind of hang around the rim like the Cowboys want to do. But also, they got to, what's really important is trying to figure out a way to play basketball. And Luka not being there is a really difficult part of this. Playing basketball when Gafford's not on the court. What kind of team are they and how are they going to, because they always had that option of going back to Lively and just being like, hey, we got pretty much the same guy.
No Lively, no Maxey.
So
no
trying
Powell.
To fit. Yeah. And it's either we got to go
quickly.
We got to go get another guy like him, or we need to figure out an approach offensively and defensively that's going to help us be successful when he's not on the court.
You're just talking about Gafford. I want you to go back to your thought, but he just prayed with 3 of the Washington Wizards after the game and he smiled during it. And I'm going to assume one of the Wizards praised God for getting Daniel Gafford off of this team.
Oh.
And just thank God that Daniel Gafford
is in a good
not
place
here
now.
With us.
Yeah.
And we just pray at some point you take us off of this team too.
Yeah. That is. Okay, now you're
But yeah, I think yes, just trying to stay afloat, trying to stay in that range where you're close enough that Luka comes back. I don't know how much time time he's gonna have to make up, but when he gets back, you got to go on a run. Like you got to really pour it into it. And like I said the other day, Mike, you're essentially playing playoff basketball for the rest of the year.
And New Orleans obviously is a team that you should beat even with the team that you have. You have to.
Yes.
Because Detroit's not that bad anymore. Detroit's around 500.
Kate Cunningham's been playing tremendously.
And what's the schedule? I know New Orleans then.
You got at Detroit, at Cleveland, at Philly. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, Philly might be in worse shape than the Mavs.
At Boston.
Oh, big L.
And then home against Houston, Sacramento, Golden State, Miami.
And Golden State and Miami are beatable teams. They're around your level.
Sacramento, Golden State, Miami. Those three games are in 4 days before you hit the break. And there is a chance. If you're looking for optimism, now I haven't heard any more about this, but
by the way, Houston beat Boston last
night. Yeah, I do know a couple days that the buzz was maybe Luka could be back for that next Boston game. I feel like since maybe we haven't gotten a more concrete update, that might not be as likely.
That'll be fast, right?
Yeah. But so if you can beat New Orleans, you're 26-22 and you have eight more games to close out. And you're like, not that you are shooting for this, but if you can go 2-6, you would at least be 500. I know that's not the goal, but I'm just saying you set up a reasonable expectation if Luka stays out, and obviously Lively's out, and Kleba's still out.
Yeah, that's the hope, is that the games that are winnable, that you win. Because I don't think you can really compete. I get you beat Oklahoma City twice. And luckily Chet was out.
Three times, actually.
Yeah, I guess with Luka being out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess Luka was out the other one, too, way back when he didn't want to play basketball to start the year. But you look at teams when they're at full strength and they're considered, let's say, a championship contending team. At this point, you really don't have a chance to beat them unless they have other guys out that help you out. So the teams that are average teams or below average, you have to win those games.
Okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Kevin, I just want to give everybody an understanding that they can win something special.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
Sorry. Yeah. No, not right now.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay. That is true.
Because all you got to do is listen for an hour and you got a sweet prize on your way.
So it's a slam dunk prize for you and three of your buds. Although I think you could always consider three of your enemies just to show off how you're doing. All right. The four of you fly to Vegas. Your flight, your hotel are paid for, plus each of you get $5,000 in cash so you can watch the first two rounds of college basketball's national championship. The best part, all you got to do is listen. From now, which you probably already do,
you're doing it right now,
until February 23rd, download the Odyssey app, listen to your friends at The Fan, that's us,
for an
hour, and get your daily entry. That's all it takes. And by the way, like I said, you can get another entry every single day. Listen on the Odyssey app, download the app, at least an hour, and you can be entered again every single day for this national contest.
I am going to demand, I'm going to talk to somebody, Kevin, and demand that the more hours you listen, the more entries you get. But that's not the way it is right now. All right. I understand it is 1 hour and that gets you the entry for the day. But just keep listening. That's the way to do it.
Okay.
Just Tolo it and you're going to be taken care of. With the Odyssey app.
Are you trying to help so that person who wins will take you on the trip?
Can I be invited on that trip?
I don't know how we could stop that.
Ooh.
But you definitely can't win.
Okay.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.